Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, I like the way you said that, on his phone.
Yeah, you've had a lot of problems. Well, everybody has. It's, again, I think a lot of this has to do with magnetic changes and the glitches that it's causing in our computer systems and phone lines and satellites and everything else. We're moving into a period of time when plasma events and such like radiation changes, frequency changes, which in turn are going to really affect people's emotions and probably cause a lot of the trouble that, and you know what's interesting, Larry, too, is the ability of demonic entities to hitch a ride, so to speak, on different objects, and including undoubtedly computers, laptops, and all that sort of thing. You said you had a, before we get into all that, you said you have a new Torah code from Barry. You want to get into that one?
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I'll just mention the one. If you'll remember in July, Barry Rothman did an incredible code called America Has Fallen,
yes,
talking about Biden, aliens, and the plague. And, I'm not going to go into it, but that's kind of, where he begins some of his work. Well, he's come up with some more data, which is really, really interesting. And August 17th, only a couple of days ago, he actually began a new code that dovetailed into that data. And he titled it U.S. Space Battle Groups and Man-Made Nazi and Alien Help. And so what he's basically getting at, and I'll read two comments he made here. He also interviewed a guy named Richard Robson. And it's really interesting code. Robson was taught remote viewing by the Nordics, and he was taken on trips. And ironically, Rothman's made a statement. He said the U.S. Navy secret space program and the Nordic Extraterrestrial Alliance. And remember that odd deal, and Rothman posted it. Remember that video image we had? There was a still image of the shuttle, space shuttle, had the hatch open, and there was a Nephilim standing there, a real tall Nephilim,
yes.
Remember?
Yep.
Anyway, everybody just blinked their eyes and their head glazed over or something. But after that, anyway, you know, we've gone to an actual U.S. space battle fleet. Now, he's talking about space battle groups and the connection and alliance between even the Nazis and the aliens. But here's what's interesting. So far, it's got seven in the matrix. Number one, Richard Robson. Now, what's interesting about Richard Robson, Stuart, is in 1955, Richard Robson was 11 year old, and him and his father were taken aboard an alien craft. Then they were moved to a 5-mile-long space battleship near Jupiter, which were run by Nordics, with also on this craft was greys, reptilians, tall humanoids, possibly like the Nephilim, and all kind of creatures existing in this battlecraft. Now, if you'll remember, if you go back, you know, some years, there was a U.S. Air Force individual that talked about the Nordics or what he called the Tall Whites.
Yep.
And all of this seems to all fit into itself because it was under the Air Force covering, out around Nevada, Las Vegas, that region, that a lot of these Nordics were coming in, and they were actually bringing hybrids. So with that being said, let me read this again. Now you know more about Richard Robson. Number one, the name Richard Robson. Number two, my father was captured. This is the Torah saying this. And Richard Robson, who's been interviewed by Barry, said, yes, my father and I were both captured. Number three, UFO. Number four, view. Number five, alien. Number six, gravity. Number seven, captured again. And that's what's interesting is this code basically says that this Richard Robson and his father were captured in a UFO and aliens were involved and they were actually given a view of a lot of things. So what do you think? That's pretty interesting, huh?
Well, that kind of goes along with some of the other stories we've heard from Air Force personnel. Remember the 20 and back routine where they evidently have figured out time travel or they're going through portals of some type. And, of course, time, we don't really understand time because it's connected very closely to gravity and gravity waves and time distortion. So, and there have been a lot of people that have had incidences that can only be described as time distortion incidents. It was story of the lady who was flying, I think it was over the Bahamas, and this was not that long ago, in which she radioed into the control tower, and I think I've told the story before, but for those who haven't heard it, very, very fascinating, because they told her the wind direction and what runway they were going to be using, or she would be using, and she radioed back, and she says, there's no airport here. It's just forest. And so the control tower asked her again her position, and then they looked and they saw her. And they told her, you are over the airport. Just look down. The airport's right below you. And they saw her dip her wings so she could see better, and she said, no, there's nothing here. There is no airport there. It's all wooded. And they tried to convince her, but she insisted that there was no airport there and that she flew off. And they lost her. And that's time dilation. They had another one with an Eastern Airlines flight coming into Miami. And that's right around that Bermuda Triangle area where there are magnetic anomalies, very strange magnetic anomalies. So it doesn't surprise me at all, getting back to the Nordics and the tall whites. This has been going on for a long, long time. And this is the front guard of Satan's fallen ones, posing as aliens, coming in from other dimensions, actually, but claiming they are coming in from other star systems. And this happened way back in Genesis, where the Book of Enoch says they were shapeshifters. They took on many different shapes, and that kind of verifies this evolutionary conspiracy. The Bible does not teach evolution, as I've said before, folks. Its wide-ranging adaptability of family species that's being thought of as evolution, because that wide-ranging adaptability can change the appearance and the physical appearance even of the creatures as they try to adapt to new environments. But it is not evolution. The Bible is very, very clear. Evolution is a lie. And creation is, in fact, the truth. But, of course, humanity, with its fallen nature in deep rebellion to the Creator, says the Bible's a lie. Well, of course, to the people on earth who are fallen and who don't pay much attention to anything, the world is the land of the lie. Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So no surprise then that we're now seeing all these creatures and getting reports of them, not only from what Larry just said, but from Antarctica. We've had reports of alien visitations and meetings with extraterrestrials for, I don't know how many years now, Larry. It's been a long time.
Well, it has been a long time. And yeah. One of the things you mentioned was kind of like a time stream. Even though Earth wasn't in that time stream where that plane was flying, you know, those on the ground could see the plane, but her and the plane couldn't see the ground, not the ground as they said it was on the ground. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. You remember when I was doing some of my, I guess you could say, off-planet explorations and going to Mars?
Yep.
One of the things that is very difficult, you know, that I told you, when you're out of your body, you go there in the spirit, distance and size is a little difficult to grasp. And at the same time, what's even more difficult to grasp, Stuart, is a feeling of you don't know what time it is. In other words, when you're doing that, and I know the remote viewers say the same thing they had difficulty with about when they were seeing these things, when was it? You know, because I do know that some of the Mars trips and other trips that I've made could very easily have been in the past, present time, or in the future. But when you're, it's almost like this flow of gravity, and remember, gravity's multidimensional. They've already proved that.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're in the portion of eternity where time doesn't mean anything to you. In other words, you can view something in the past or in the future or right there in present time, and it doesn't really mean that's what time it is. It just necessarily that you're seeing it and you're experiencing it. It's very unusual.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the plasma rapture event, which I'd like to get into a little bit. I want to do it on Friday a little heavier. But when Jesus said those that were standing there would see the kingdom of God, those that were crucifying him were going to see the return. That's over 2,000 years ago. So that means that when this event takes place, it's instantaneous throughout all time. It's kind of like when Satan took Jesus up on the mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world from beginning to end. That's a time event, transversing all of that time and looking at all the kingdoms. And he said, all you got to do is bow down and I'll give that to you. You can have the honor. And, of course, there was no negotiation there. But it's fascinating that you have these kind of things being said, which prove conclusively we really don't understand time itself, how it works, what it means. And personally, I've always thought that the past, present, and future always exist. They're existing right now. The past is still there. If we could somehow get back to it. But I think the Bible teaches that we're not allowed to do that, because in all the prophecies of the Bible, and Jesus said not one jot, not one tittle would pass from all of this until everything was fulfilled. So nobody's going to go back there and doctor it up. It couldn't be allowed, or the prophecies could be destroyed. It's kind of like the movie Back to the Future, which was a very, very interesting, and scientists said probably one of the most accurate movies ever produced on time and traveling back and forth in it. So fascinating stuff, really fascinating stuff. So these aliens are the front guard for Satan's arrival. I think they've been working with mankind for quite a while. In fact, if I remember right, even Stan Dale was talking about some of this stuff. If I'm remembering right, didn't he not talk about that in advanced technology?
Oh, he absolutely did. And And as a matter of fact, he was also the one that told me, I guess it was privately, and I shared it on a radio show, and he wouldn't ever talk about it again, but he told me personally that he observed some time experiments that they were doing, and they were successful. So they do have the capability, whatever limited degree they're in, to operate in time a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And things are changing here on Earth. I want to get into that. You said you also had a Bible code from Rabbi Glazerson, or at least the beginnings of one.
I'll be real quick with this because I'll get into it more maybe Friday. But Glazerson just did a new code. He said he calls it the most significant Torah code ever because it really locks in what the Torah code really is about. And it's nine messages in the matrix. And number one, messianic code. Number two, from heaven. Number three, in the Torah. Number four, faith. Number five, the code. Number six, Eli Yahu Rips. Number seven, 5736. Now, I'll stop right there to qualify Rips E, which is Eli Yahu Rips, who I've been in contact with a few times a few years ago. 5736, Stuart, was the Hebrew date that Eli Yahu Rips began working with the Torah code. So he was very critical in bringing forward into our time frame computers, math, and the Torah codes and all of that. So that's why his name is there with the Hebrew date. Number eight, Doron, and number nine, Skip. So all of this basically is dovetailing in to say that the Torah codes themselves are something that is on a messianic level, and it is from heaven and the Torah by faith. It's the code, and Rips began it. In other words, the season of the code or the Torah code, Eliyahu Rips began it. We'll go into more later. I know you got other stuff.
Well, that's kind of interesting, though, because you remember the movie Contact.
Yes, yes.
Where they got all these messages. Well, they come to find out they were three-dimensional, four-dimensional almost.
Yeah, Stuart, and what's interesting, Eliyahu Rips, though it's not out publicly, I got a personal email from him where he told me that the Torah codes themselves are multidimensional. They're just not telling people that.
Yep, things are happening, folks, and what is going on is far more important than the COVID-19, the lockdowns and all that. These rich guys are going for their new world order. They're basically foolish. They're idiots. They think they're going to outsmart God. They're not going to outsmart God. He's already figured out what's coming, how they're going to do it, and he's going to block everything they do. And they're wasting their time if they really think they're going to defeat Jesus Christ at his physical return to the earth. However, having said that, there is a return to earth that does not touch down on the earth, but is categorized as a lightning event, a plasma event. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when the rapture, which a lot of people say, oh, it's not in the Bible, therefore there isn't any such thing. Well, there are, how do I say, stupid people born now about every millisecond. And they spout off. They will not research the Bible. They will not study what it really says. They will not go into the ancient languages. They will not do word studies. And yet they spout off about all this stuff that they evidently know and nobody else does. The Bible says exactly what it says. Jesus Christ said himself, personally, I go to my Father's house to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will then return and get you. I'm paraphrasing him. Well, that is a rapture event. He also said it was like a lightning event, a huge plasma event that's global, in which for the last 2,000 years, those that Jesus resurrects in the resurrection rapture, that's 2,000 years of people all over the world. Now, that's a major event, like Ken Peter said he saw. And it's going to be the event, actually, that stops the world. The day the earth stood still is going to be that event when it takes place. I'm not saying when it's going to take place, but I think it's very, very close. And one of the reasons I say that is because we are getting changes in plasma events. Sprites are getting bigger and brighter. They're plasma. Lightning bolts are getting tremendously strong. There are those who did work on Mars, and they claim it was most likely a plasma event. They've now proven that the stick men and the weird drawings in the caves were actually plasma events that people witnessed. And remember what the Lord said, you're going to see very, very strange events in the heavens. We're already beginning to see that. And that's aside from all of the eclipses and all of that sort of thing that are taking place, the specific alignments of the stars and the planets. Okay, so anyway, NASA says Earth magnetic field weakening, splitting into two lobes. Now, this is very, very important because this is the beginning of an electromagnetic collapse of our magnetic fields. And what it does, we have the South Atlantic anomaly that's been there for some time. Well, now it's splitting into two parts. And those two parts will then split again into two other parts. And eventually, according to what most people or scientists that have studied this, you get multipolar events. In other words, you look up into the heavens, you'd see the northern lights, southern lights, all over the place. And fascinating stuff, but it also means that cosmic radiation comes down to the surface. And when the electromagnetic fields totally collapse, just before the reversal, we have no protection. And that is what is, I believe, coming rapidly. And all of this, these frequency changes, are going to change people's behavior. And this is a very important article, actually, going by unnoticed. Researchers at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration have been tracking a slow-moving anomalous dent in the Earth's magnetic field over South America that is now splitting into two lobes and is expected to pose major challenges for orbiting satellites' GPS systems. It's not only going to change your GPS, it's going to change human behavior as well, that they're not telling you. Anyway, that's just one area. Researchers now predict a surge in cosmic rays. We'll get into this a lot deeper on Friday night. Cosmic rays are bad, and they're about to get worse. This is very, very shocking scientific information that nobody's paying any attention to, probably because they don't figure out what the importance of it is. All of this has to do with earthquakes. All of this has to do with volcanic activity, rifts in the planet. It's just going to be an amazing thing to watch. But my point is that as this plasma events continue on and get worse and worse, as we are told they will, that means most likely that the rapture event is also very, very close at hand. Because it is basically, if you believe what Jesus said about it, he said, I come as lightning. The return will be as lightning. That's plasma. And it'll be a global, worldwide, out-of-the-blue plasma discharge event. It's kind of like that Bulgarian prophet who said a fiery cosmic wave comes through and people not ready, is the way he words it, will be taken out. They'll vanish. They'll just simply disappear. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I think we're in unprecedented time. We've got all the worldly matters going on, but we're not hearing much about the cosmic events that seem to be coming very, very close. And you did hear that the Yahoo News now is claiming that we have a second sun.
Yes, we do. We're in a binary system. Scientists, I think, have known about it for quite a while, but they've been trying to keep it secret. Well, now you can't really keep it secret. There are too many photographs showing, I believe, probably the planetary system that goes around this red dwarf that is the second binary or the second star of our binary system. I don't know if you can call it a failed star, but I guess that's what they call it. A failed star. And if you remember the movie 2001 and 2010, they said that Jupiter ignited. Well, a lot of scientists say Jupiter cannot ignite. But anyway, the thing being that it's a symbolic of the second sun. Well, the second sun is Antichrist to the elite. If they believe anything at all, but to the New Agers, definitely. And I just want to finish out with a couple of bots. Now, these are from long ago, but just listen to what it says because it's all happening. Ocean convection currents will shut down across the planet and will trigger similar levels of changes in atmospheric events. The ocean changes, which participate in climate changes at a global level, are also linked to volcanoes and earthquakes. Data suggests that large-scale changes in the ocean floor contours will also surface, creating problems for shipping. The latter data also includes submarines and other military transports, indicating that even volcanoes will become involved in the process by altering ocean currents in very unexpected ways that will trouble the military, especially as it relates to their heat signatures. Then he talks about sun disease anomalies will cause very radical behavior changes within the social order. As these behavioral changes emerge, they are forecast to have impacts on the populace, which in turn alters the behavior en masse of the populace, which in turn affects other areas such as markets, politics, and all of that, because it changes the people's behavior. So I believe some of this frequency stuff is what's really behind this magic spell. The Lord and Satan can do a lot of damage to humanity. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, I would just have to tell people, buckle on to your frequency.
I'll tell you what, this thing is coming much more rapidly than people realize. And if you follow around the world, people are seeing very strange things starting in the heavens, and these are the beginnings of major plasma events. We're moving into an area of the whole solar system, and our sun is moving into an area of changing frequency, and we're just going to have to do some more research on it. But folks, get ready for it, because earthquakes, volcanic activity, rifts, sinkholes, all sorts of things are going to begin to happen, and the disquieting in the core of the earth has already begun, as that Norwegian prophet prophesied, what, Larry, 100 years ago or more?
Oh, yeah, Anton Johansson.
Yep. The disquieting in the center of the earth, in the core of the earth, has already occurred. These things are much more important than what's going on. These things are what eliminate our global civilization, and the people and the elite are attempting to get away from all of this. That's alternative three, which I want to get into a little bit more on Friday night. Anyway, take care, everybody. And any last word, Larry?
Well, we're just in unprecedented times, and And we'll get into it more Friday about the cloud of debris that's connected with the second sun revelation.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, everyone. Take care.